Your teams need to master new technologies fast, and they need answers to pressing problems right now. Don't stress. With O'Reilly, your tech teams can learn what they need and get back to work fast. Visit O'Reilly.com for a demo. That's O'Reilly.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, March 15th. I'm Kateri Yoakum, filling in for Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. It's been a year now since the first COVID lockdowns in the U.S., which means a year of working from home. But even though we might be closer now than ever before to going back to the office, it's unlikely that our work week and spaces will be the same when we do. The term people are using is hybrid. On today's episode, our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern will be here to explain what that means, the problems it could pose, and some tech tips for dealing with them. That's coming up after these headlines. We're getting more information on the hack that hit tens of thousands of computers using Microsoft's Exchange email software. We report that Microsoft is looking into whether one of its business partners may have enabled the breach. People familiar with the matter say investigators are focusing on whether a partner leaked information about the bug, either inadvertently or on purpose, that hackers then exploited. A spokesman said any partner that shared the information would face consequences. The Chinese financial technology giant Ant Group says its CEO has resigned. The company says Simon Hu was stepping down for personal reasons. The move comes as Chinese regulators have been pressing Ant to revamp its business after they scuttled its massive IPO last year, and as China steps up oversight of its tech sector more broadly. In a regulatory win for a different big Chinese tech company, the smartphone maker Xiaomi got a favorable court ruling in the U.S. last week. The outgoing Trump administration had added Xiaomi to its list of Chinese companies banned from U.S. investors. Now a federal judge has temporarily halted the ban, saying the administration's decision to blacklist Xiaomi was, quote, deeply flawed. And last year, the short seller Hindenburg Research targeted the electric truck maker Nikola with a report alleging a series of improprieties at the company. Now Hindenburg is questioning the claims of another EV startup. In its new report, the company says Lordstown Motors misled investors about the strength of its truck pre-orders and the progress it's making towards putting its first model into production. Lordstown said the report contained half-truths and lies. We should note that the Wall Street Journal has not been able to independently verify the accusations in Hindenburg's report. All right, coming up after the break, hybrid work could be a stepping stone on the way to a full return to the office. We'll help you navigate your way through it, coming up next.
Keeping your teams on top of the latest tech developments is a monumental challenge. Helping them get answers to urgent problems they face daily is even harder. That's why 66% of all Fortune 100 companies count on O'Reilly Online Learning. At O'Reilly, your teams will get live online courses, tons of resources, truly interactive scenarios and sandboxes, and fast answers to their most pressing questions. See for yourself what O'Reilly Online Learning can do for your teams. Visit O'Reilly.com for a demo.
Exactly a year ago, the pandemic forced us all out of the office and our studios and sent us working from home. While we were setting up our at-home audio booths, a lot of other people around the world were setting up their at-home offices. And it soon became clear that we'd need some long-term solutions for that, not just laptops stacked on top of piles of books. So that's when we turned to our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern. And some of you may remember we had a regular segment with her on the tech of working from home. Now, a year later, we're hoping that our days of working remotely are numbered. But even when we do reach the other side of the pandemic, a slew of companies have announced that they aren't expecting employees to go back to work in the same way as in the pre-pandemic days. The new buzzword is hybrid. But what does that mean exactly? Well, who better to answer that question than, of course, Joanna Stern. She's back with us today. Joanna, so great to have you here.
So good to be back.
All right. So right now, it's me still in my home studio, you in your home office, but we're all excited to get some more real FaceTime in person. You've been talking to a bunch of companies. What are they saying about this idea of hybrid work? What does that mean?
They are all saying the word hybrid. Hybrid work. It means that you will work sometime at home and sometime at the office. And the analysts are saying that the brunt of people want this. People want to work some days at home. And there's a magic number to the some days. I heard the number 2 to 3 days so many times in reporting this story. Everyone is saying we'll spend 2 to 3 days at the office or 2 to 3 days at home. You pick the number of days.
So about 50-50, give or take. Let's talk about what that's going to look like. Many of us work in open offices. How are those going to change with this hybrid model?
Yeah, so it definitely depends on your organization and how they plan to shake things up and move the spaces around. But knowing that we might spend 2 to 3 days at home, it doesn't make sense for many of these companies to have permanent desk space for everybody. So that's why there are these new models of thinking about what the office space will look like. And I'll go through what I think are three ways this could look at your company. One is same old, right? Nothing changes. You actually go back to your old desk. Maybe there's some more distance between you and your colleague. That's nice. You don't get to smell them smell bad anymore. It's great. The other idea, this is number two, which is becoming really popular because of that point that not everyone should have their own desk because not everyone's going every day, is this idea, and I promise you this is not my term, and it's a horrible term, hot desking. Hot desking means that you don't have an assigned desk. You come in, you get a new desk, you leave, you come in another day, you have a different desk. And again, it makes sense because not everyone is in on the same day. One of the people I spoke to for the story is the CIO of Salesforce, Joanne Olsovsky, and she explained to me how they're moving to that model.
Every day you come in, you find a spot with your team if you want, or whomever you might be working with, you grab a desk and there you go. And we have a crew that comes in at night and they reset the monitors, they reset the chairs, they reset the stand-up desks. So the next day when you come in, it's completely clean, completely sanitized. So we're already doing that. Well, now we're going to do that with most of our spaces.
And then the third one is really a big change, and it's no desk. You have no desk. You're really just going to the office to collaborate with people, to go to meetings. And companies are doing this. Dropbox is one of them. They are calling their new spaces Dropbox Studios. They don't really call it an office anymore. And you just go in, you have meetings, you collaborate, you bond with your colleagues, and then you go home and you work from home most of the time.
So let's talk about that working from home piece. We've all gotten pretty used to our at-home setups. How is this hybrid model going to change those? What are some of the new challenges?
I think the big one we have to think about is that we're going to be bringing stuff back and forth and back and forth a lot. Laptops, other tech you want at home or you want at the office, headphones, microphones, that kind of stuff. In some cases, you won't bring it and you will have a situation at your office where you can keep some of it there. But I think in some cases, you really are going to want to drag that stuff back and forth because you might only have one of them or you like the thing that you use. Some companies are getting creative about how employees get the extra tech they might need. Here's Salesforce CIO Joanne Olsovsky again.
We provide any peripheral that they need. So if they want an external keyboard, they can have that. If they want a mouse, they can have that. They just get it out of the vending machine. I need a keyboard, and out comes a keyboard.
Did she say vending machines?
Yes, she said vending machines. And at Salesforce, unlike some other offices that we may work in, you don't get stale cookies or you don't get stale Doritos. You get computer peripherals. And it's pretty simple. This is just a way for the IT department not to be constantly responding to requests that I need a new mouse or I need a new headset. You, in these Salesforce offices, they have vending machines. They're inside there. You go up, you swipe your card, you get it. And you don't pay for it. This is all free. I mean, it's like you're getting it from the IT department. And another nice thing at Salesforce, too, is that once you've gotten these peripherals, they give you a cubby or a locker to put your stuff in. So you don't necessarily have to keep dragging back and forth your keyboard or your mouse or your headset. You have it in your space at work, you go home, you have your home set up, you come to work, you grab your peripherals, you set them up.
Got it. Okay. So that's the tech side of things. But what about just communication? I mean, we've been doing so much communication online. If some people are in the office, some people are at home, how is that going to work?
The biggest mistake you can make is thinking that you're going to go back to the office and you're not going to be video calling anymore. Don't think that, Kateri.
Okay.
And I spoke at length with the CEO of Logitech about this. His name is Bracken Darrell, and he knows a thing or two about webcams.
you know, personal webcams are going to continue to be important. And then enabling conference rooms is super important. You know, you've got a dynamic where it's hard to imagine going to the office where so many companies didn't have a lot of video enabled rooms where you could go by yourself and do a video call or go with a few people and do a small group. It's hard to imagine not video enabling those rooms now, especially when it's so affordable.
Obviously, Logitech is very excited about this because this is their business. Everyone has tried to buy a webcam from Logitech in the last year, but other companies have said this to me too. Zoom told me this, Microsoft, lots of companies, webcams everywhere.
Okay, so we've talked about video calls, but we're using technology for a lot of other communication that we would have done in person before, right? We've been using Slack, Microsoft Teams, Google Suite of products to collaborate. What's in store for us on that front?
Yeah, I mean, you have to think about it as we're actually all remote workers now, even when we're at the office, because not everyone is going to be at the office with us. So that means we have to lean on things like Slack and Microsoft Teams or whatever your company uses even more to communicate, because we're all going to be distributed. And so Slack and these companies are specifically trying to look at their products and change their products to help with this hybrid model. Slack is working on one feature they told me about where you can send a video message to the entire team. So instead of having to do constant video calls, someone on your team can put out one short video clip to everyone in the channel and say something so everyone sort of is on the same page about it. And again, that cuts down on the friction of, hey, you said something in the office, but the other person wasn't in the office and they missed what you said. So it's really important. The other thing that I'm excited about that they're coming out with is kind of like an audio drop-in conference call thing that will let you create an audio call and have other people jump in. I like to think of it as Clubhouse, but in Slack. Google's doing a lot in this space too. They've added some functionality to Workspace, which includes all their collaboration tools like Meet and Docs, Slides, etc. One feature that I think is really important is this ability to set your status and let people know where you are. The head of Google Workspace, Javier Soltero, also gave me an early scoop on how they're planning to beef up Google Docs.
And this is something that we're going to be delivering this year. And we've started to introduce, how do you move from the collaboration experience that made us famous? So the idea that we can all jump in and be the dueling cursors into saying, hey, let's enrich that and go from like dueling cursors with names to faces and voices that live alongside the document.
That's like a marriage of Google Meet and Google Docs, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, sometimes I don't necessarily want my editor yelling at me when he's editing my script.
But at least you know where everyone is, right? You know what they're working on and whether they're actually looking at the document. So I think that's pretty cool.
Said like a true boss, Kateri.
All right. So what about the home office side of things? How are our home offices going to be changing in the year going forward?
I don't think they change much. I think if you've set up a really nice home office, you're going to keep working there and you're going to want to keep working there. Some of the companies and the large companies I spoke to talked about continuing to make employees feel comfortable in their home offices, which means nice stipends for buying tech or furniture. Obviously, the CEO of Logitech is pretty excited that we're going to continue to improve our home offices.
As people, you know, improved their home office setup, first they scrambled for something or brought home whatever they could from the office. Then they tried to make it better. And now I think the more you work at home, the more you learn what you need, you know, and you don't know what's out there because awareness of what's the latest in mice and keyboards is not top of mind for most people. So it continues to be interesting for people. They keep learning what they need.
Yep, clearly that would benefit their bottom line. All right, sounds like we've got a lot of things in store for the next year. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, thank you so much for being our guide in the new normal.
See you not at the office, Kateri.
See you
in the hybrid.
See you in the hybrid. Excellent. That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. You know it helps. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.